Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your new way to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Happy Taco Tuesday, Camel Nation. We back, baby! Woo!
What is your favorite beverage, adult beverage, to have with tacos?
Oh, with tacos? I think I like just a tequila and club soda.
Ooh, that is your go-to drink, though.
That's my move, like, for the most part. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever tried a tequila soda.
Oh, it's delightful.
It feels very grown up. And I don't know if my palate is there.
It is.
Says the girl who drinks bourbon on the rocks. I don't know.
It is. It's not very highfalutin.
It's simple. But
it's just It's just a casual cocktail.
Okay.
I've just been drinking it for so long. I didn't want to drink, because I drank a lot. And every time I was drinking, I'm like, dang, I just feel like I ate a loaf of bread.
Right.
So after a bunch of tequila sodas, like tequila and club soda is so light on your body that you can have like a bunch of it and not feel a hangover at all either.
Oh, pro
tip.
Also,
because there's no sugar.
Tequila soda, pro tip.
Tequila soda.
Okay.
The drink of drunks.
Stop
that's,
it.
That's my cocktail of choice.
Abe, what do you like with your tacos?
I actually drink the same thing.
Get out of here. Seriously?
Yeah, because I don't do regular soda.
Oh, and you're allergic to dark liquor.
Apparently.
It does
undiagnosed.
Bad things to
you. It's self-diagnosed.
I mean, there's definitely a reaction. So it's not in my head, for sure.
I like a good Modelo.
Yeah.
Or a Corona with a fresh lime.
Oh, I love beer. Like,
so
if I could drink it without gaining 10 pounds every time I drink it, I would drink it all the time. I love a cold, refreshing beer on a hot summer day.
But it does make you feel like you've eaten a loaf of bread.
I know. Yeah.
It's the most accurate statement of the morning.
There you go. So back from Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day yesterday for me was just filled with travel, man.
You had a rough travel
day,
though.
My 1.5 hour flight from Burbank to Phoenix on Southwest turned into 6 hours of waiting around.
That's the worst.
The flight was supposed to take off at like 5:25, didn't end up taking off till 11:25. But thankfully, I was waiting at my friend's house because they're relatively close to the airport. So it wasn't one of those situations where we're like trying to entertain my son at the airport. That would have been so miserable.
That would have been awful.
But thankfully, eventually we got here. Shout out to Raheem, who was my Uber driver. He showed up very quickly. It was like four minutes of waiting.
That's fast.
It was super fast. At 11:38, we were a little concerned.
Yeah, normally you're waiting for at least 15 minutes at the airport.
It's midnight. I don't know how many Ubers are going to be around.
Yeah.
That's usually like the dead zone for Ubers. But thankfully, unless you're in Old Town Scottsdale.
Right.
Thankfully, we were good to go and got home. And so now I'm just kind of like, oof.
Rough start to the morning.
And you know who else is going to pay for it?
Who?
Southwest Airlines.
Mmm.
Oh, yeah. Southwest.com/delay form.
Yeah.
Remember 100%. It. Because trust me when I tell you, if you don't inquire, they won't just tell you about it. They won't be like, hey, guys, FYI, we were delayed more than 3 hours. You're due some compensation. They won't do that.
They're not going to do
anything.
So
I was like, Mr. Nosy, hello? Hello? I'm pretty sure if you're delayed more than 3 hours, some type of compensation is supposed to come my way, right?
Yeah, like, absolutely.
Southwest.com/delay form. Tell no one.
Or tell everyone, because Southwest is known for being late.
So there you go. So that's what I did, and they are analyzing the situation, and we'll see what I get. I'll let you know, Camel Nation.
That's rough.
All right. Should we get into a little bit of a Taco Tuesday program?
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
I got an email from Deb, Cheyenne.
Okay, about what?
She says she's recently single.
Ooh, love that for Deb.
Now she's ready to mingle.
Double love that.
And we're going to call her daughter, Tara, and give her this information.
Okay.
Because she hopes that Tara can help her.
Oh, I can't wait to see where this goes.
Yeah, let's call her up.
Okay.
Oh, my God. What? Hello. Who is this?
Hi. Is this Tara?
Yes.
Hi.
Why do you keep calling me?
Well, hi. It's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hi, Nico.
Hi, Tara.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
I'm guessing you know that I have news for you this morning.
Yes, I listen to you all the time. I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, it's all good.
I didn't know it was you.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Cheyenne's here, too.
Hello.
Hi.
The news is I have a message from your mom, Deb. She says...
My mom?
Yeah. She says, now that I'm officially single and ready to mingle... Does your boyfriend have any friends you can introduce me to?
My boyfriend?
Yeah.
Mom? Oh, my goodness.
Your mom is ready to go. She says, no, but seriously, Tara, please teach me the apps, the Bumble,
oh, God.
The Tinder. She said tender, too. Like a chicken tender?
I love it. And you put the in front of everything.
Like a chicken tender. And all of the hinges, she says.
Oh, my God.
So the way you found your boyfriend, basically, she's very happy with you and your relationship.
Aww.
So much so that she hopes that for herself. So you got to help her out with the apps, okay?
I kind of love this. This is actually just like my mom.
Yeah, make sure you get a cute picture of Deb. Make her, you know, her bio a little saucy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Give her a little something.
Yeah.
This I'll wingman. I'll wingman. We'll go out together. It'll be fun.
Has your mom been single for a while?
I mean, this is pretty new for her to be, like, ready to get out there.
Ah.
But
okay.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, hey, she's making it clear. She's ready to get out there.
I'm here for it.
She's got some sass now. Good.
And I also
love it.
Invested, so keep us posted.
Yeah, let us know how it goes. And thank you for listening. We appreciate that.
Oh, I love you guys. Thank you.
Nico Breaks the News. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne on Camel Country. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Cheyenne.
Yes.
Are you getting nervous?
A little bit. A smidge.
I mean, it's a big deal.
It's a lot of pressure.
Your little brother is only going to get married this time once.
Better be this once.
Notice how I said this time once.
Nope. Just the one time.
And you are holding the honor of being a big part in this wedding.
Yeah. I am not only a bridesmaid, but my sister-in-law, future sister-in-law, recently asked me to write a speech for the reception.
Do you think it's because of your job?
I think in this situation, no.
Okay.
I have been in other weddings, though, where I did the speech because of this job.
Yeah.
Like, it was just easier for me to do it.
One of my very close
it.
Friends just looked at me and said, you're speaking tonight, right? And I was like, wait, I'm not even in the wedding party. And
what?
He's like, yeah, bud, but you speak really well, and we want to hear what you have to say about this. And I was like... I haven't prepared anything, but okay, all right.
I mean, we will, but also, ew.
All right, so she asked you to speak.
Yeah, and I, like, obviously, I'm very honored. What's actually really cool about it is that I am speaking on her side for the bridesmaid, on the bridesmaid side, because obviously I'm a bridesmaid. But our older brother is doing the speech on the groom's side. So it's kind of cool because my little brother, who is the groom, both of his siblings are doing speeches on both sides of the bridal party.
It's
which,
very cool.
Which I thought was really cool. So yeah, there's that. But it's a lot of pressure because what do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do? I mean, obviously you don't say no, right? Like, I can't say no.
I have a tough time with these things. Everyone always says, if you're making a speech, make it quick, number one.
Yes.
Do not go on and on. We grew up together, and then we did this together. Nobody cares. Okay?
Yeah, not doing that.
The only thing they want is fast, quick, fun, heartfelt, a little mixture of comedy, and also some loving comments, and that's it. And then just make your way out to the toast.
It's going to be very fast. It's not, I mean, I'm his sister. Obviously, we grew up together. Like, I saw him in his best and his worst moments, but like, I'm, to my credit, I am a very good speech writer. The last wedding I gave a speech at, I literally, I kid you not when
standing
I tell you.
Standing ovation?
Tears.
Oh,
everyone was in tears. Like,
good.
It was a solid speech. So, but also, my brother's not crazy super, like, he's not crazy sentimental.
Yeah.
He's also not, like, overtly funny, you know? Like, he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And he's fun to be around, but he's not, like, comedically funny.
Well, he's not speaking in a funny way.
But I also wanted to, like, match the tone. Like, it's, like I said, it's a lot of pressure. Like, there's, everybody I grew up with is going to be there. It's a big wedding.
Memorizing a speech at this point is kind of out the window.
Oh, I won't be memorizing anything. Never in my thought process did I go, I'm going to memorize this speech.
I've never written anything down.
Really?
I don't know. There's something about me, and I know everybody does it. I'm probably going to get yelled at for it. I hate it when somebody walks up with a cell phone on their hand.
Yeah, I was going to print it out.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was going to print it out.
Maybe print it out on some classy paper or something.
Yeah.
But definitely the whole, like, looking at the cell phone, reading heartfelt messages to me just falls flat. I'm like, oh, really? You dug that up? And you really spoke from your heart while you're reading it from your cell phone.
But why would paper make that better then? You have no problem with paper?
It's classier. It's classier.
It is. The cell phone's a little too much like this generation, and I don't really care for it.
I just happened to jot something down for you.
Also, it looks terrible in pictures.
It's terrible.
It looks so bad in pictures.
I'm not a fan of it at all.
I have done one speech by memory, and it was a couple of years ago. But I just feel like this would pack so much pressure that I would just forget. And I would just be like, all right, Kylie, he's your problem now.
Yeah.
Enjoy. So, I'm really excited. I leave Thursday after the show to go back to my hometown.
Well, I do have several people from the wedding party that will be filming it in several different locations. So we're going to have a cinematic view of this speech.
Beautiful.
And we are going to play it back here on Nico and Cheyenne.
All right.
On Camel Country tomorrow morning.
I can't wait. I'm so excited.
I wish you luck.
Thank you.
My wife is a murderer.
What? That is such an aggressive statement.
Not at all.
It's actually quite accurate.
Because she does it so often. It's actually pretty normal in my life to watch my wife murder things. She murders plants. I love this new hobby of hers.
Uh-huh.
But boy, oh boy, watching her go through it is hilarious.
She's just not a green thumb. Is that what I'm understanding?
It's just for some reason, whenever she touches anything, it dies. It's kind of like me in fishing. I do everything they tell me to do. I've practiced. I do it exactly how it should be done. And for some reason, the fish never bite on my line.
Aw.
Now, Brooklyn Dana, my beautiful, gorgeous wife, Brooklyn Dana, amazing person. She does everything they tell her to do. You know, you get the right soil. You get the right water. You put it in the right pot so it can grow. You give it the right sunlight. For some reason, they're just dying under her care. I don't understand it, but she has replaced like 3 plants in the past month.
That's wild.
Like she gets
plants are not cheap either.
She goes and buys them.
Yeah.
She goes and I pay for them. And then she brings them home. And for some reason, they don't last at all. I don't understand what it is.
I wonder if. There is no I wonder if. I'm not a green thumb. I have no idea. My advice would probably kill them faster.
Apparently, you can have an app where you take a photo of the plant and it will automatically tell you what the condition is, what could help it.
Oh, that's cool.
If you need more fertilizer, if you need less sunlight, if you need more water exposure, whatever it is. But it's like $8 a month. So I'm like, oh no. Like if she does this app, which she's doing, and it doesn't work, I'm going to hear about it. I am going to be the
absolutely. But also,
I don't know how I got myself in this position, guys.
If she can start learning how to correctly keep her plants alive, she won't need the app anymore.
That's exactly.
So you're kind of paying for
using the app at all.
But you have to kind of you're paying for lessons, basically. Like it's going to teach her
exactly
what those plants need.
So if there's any older ladies, because they're always good at planting stuff, they can call and help me. I would really appreciate it. I don't know what to do. The plants are dying at a remarkable rate.
There is a Facebook group that is literally Phoenix Gardening.
Oh.
And people, like my mom is in it, and I am too now because I like to like watch
what?
It. Yeah, people will like post pictures of like what they've got going on, and people will chime in on what they think needs to be fixed. Like it's a pretty great group. I'll send it to you.
Oh, absolutely. Dana would love that.
Yeah.
And so would her plants.
Her plants probably would very much enjoy it.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
All right, y'all. It finally happened.
We've been teasing it on the radio for the past couple weeks.
I officially have an 18-year-old.
High school graduate.
And high school graduate. Well, we shouted that out. That was my amen on Friday.
Right.
So much has happened in the last week.
But because of when she's born, it was quickly followed up with her 18th birthday. And Ooh. I don't know how to feel about it. But for the sake of the moment, I'm going to say, can I get an amen?
Amen. Colin and Awatuki, what are we celebrating for you this morning?
Hey, so this is kind of embarrassing, but... So don't judge me, but I've been avoiding this my whole life, and I go out of my way to park my car really far if I have to. I drive past it all the time if it's too tight, but I have officially learned how to parallel park downtown.
How old are you, Colin?
I'm an adult.
Age doesn't matter. The fact that I'm just an
adult. I've had my license for quite some time, but, I'm a proud parallel parker. Can I get an amen?
Amen!
We are so proud of you because parallel parking is not an easy thing to do.
I didn't know what the heck he was talking. He's like, I avoided it my whole entire life. I thought he was talking about like a disease or something. It turned out to be parallel parking.
I avoided the Rona for years.
Every time I saw it, I passed right by it.
But you did it. You're now a parallel parker. Welcome to the family of parallel parkers. It's a great place to be in. And a lot of times, it comes with great parking spots because nobody knows how to parallel park.
And ladies get so turned on by a guy who can slide it in.
Let me tell you something. It is so impressive and attractive when you're driving around downtown and there's one spot open by the front door and he goes, oh, I got it.
I got it. Let me whip it in here.
You just put it where it belongs. It's magnificent.
All right, all right. Before we get fired, congratulations, Colin. We want to celebrate you, Camel Nation, every day at this time. 602-894-5653. Tell us about your life.
No matter how big or how small or how silly and goofy, we want to celebrate it.
Call us up.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country, good morning. Who is this and where are you calling us from?
Andrew from Mesa.
Andrew and Mesa.
I feel like you get through every single day,
He's
Andrew
like the
and
luckiest
Mesa.
Caller.
I just called one time.
Andrew and Mesa, you're calling number 8. Congratulations.
Yay, Andrew. Yes.
Now the work begins, my friend. It's time for The Secret Sound. We do it every single weekday morning at this time, 7:30. All you got to do is guess The Secret Sound to win
4 tickets to see Morgan Wallen on July 18th. This is the hottest prize in town right now. Like,
no,
you're not going to get
hotter.
4 tickets to Morgan Wallen anywhere.
In fact, the tickets burn a hole in your pocket when you put them in there.
Pretty
Andrew
much.
In Mesa, do you have any idea what The Secret Sound is?
Not really.
It's fantastic. Let's play The Secret Sound.
Camel Country 107.9.
The Secret Sound.
Presented by ProSkill Services.
Andrew and Mesa! We're back with The Secret Sound. This is it. Tell me what it is.
Ooh. Andrew, what do you think that sound is?
An Aztec fiddle.
An Aztec fiddle.
Fiddle.
question, Andrew, where do you think we got an Aztec fiddle from?
I don't know. It's not a... Nails on a chalkboard, plates. I mean, there's a lot of the ones that don't know.
Yes, he did just run through some of the guesses that were denied. But I guess like the screech of a fiddle.
I know, I hear it for sure.
Yeah. All right.
I just don't own one.
No, Andrew, it is not an Aztec fiddle. But thank you for playing The Secret Sound today, bud.
Thank you.
Another clue coming up at 5 o'clock with Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron. And I don't know. I don't know if these clues are even helping. I don't know.
Let me take a little peek. I would say today's clue is going to be useful. Today's, okay. I mean, they're all useful once you start putting them together.
Okay.
But this one will definitely point you in a direction.
My worst fears were recently realized, Cheyenne.
Okay, what?
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
I drove by a restaurant and Dana went, "Ooh, that's the place we always order Chinese food from." And then we looked inside.
No.
And it was not good.
No.
It was like a crime scene.
Oh. First of all, what? What does that mean?
I didn't literally mean it looked like a crime scene. I just meant it's messy and disgusting.
Oh,
in
gross.
There.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, but the food is so delicious.
Yeah.
The food. And I am one of these people that I'm not overly picky. I'm pretty much a, you know, I'll take what I can get kind of guy, where my wife is not a take what you can get kind of girl. She likes her stuff. You know my wife.
Right.
Very particular.
Yeah, she is particular.
So the fact that we drove by and they had those like takeout like photos of their dishes on the windows,
uh-huh,
and they were all sun bleached. So it was like they were all like black and white.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are the best spots.
Sometimes
though.
These are the best spots.
That's
though.
What I'm saying. That guy, hey guys, thanks, Team Nico on yeah. this one.
Wait, but there's a difference
this
between.
This was just a sign to Dana, like, okay, so they don't give a crap about what their place looks like.
Oh, so, I guess I could see her point.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, definitely.
I'm a very much like, I don't want to know how the sausage is made.
You don't?
Is it good? Yes. Have I ever gotten sick? No. Great.
Okay.
Out of
perfect.
Sight, out of mind.
That's how I'm fast and loose, baby.
Don't tell me. I like good food. If
it's
you're
good, telling
it's
good. I spoke about these Godzilla egg rolls. I've spoken about them like 100 times on the air.
Yes.
I love them so much. They're so amazing. But the fact of the matter is they're coming out of that kitchen, and that place is off our list forever now.
It's that place.
Oh, yes.
Wow. No.
Yeah.
You got to eat it.
Just I'm eating
eat
without
her
100%.
Yeah.
So have you ever ordered from a place that you've never been to ever?
All the time. If I'm not getting sick.
Yeah, right.
I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick.
And even if it's so good and you might get a little bubble guts after the fact, you might be like, yeah, you know what?
Sick is a spectrum. You know?
I would probably, if my tummy started to grumble just a little bit, like after something, I'll probably like make up a reason as to why instead of it being the food. I'll be like,
probably be that tuna that I ate noon
today.
Yeah,
it's definitely something else. Maybe I worked out too hard.
It ain't worth the Rhea.
Because Abe, you're probably the opposite, huh?
I do not order delivery from places I haven't been to.
Really?
To scope out. And when I say like, and I don't go on mission scoping them out. I usually it's because I pick up takeout or eat in, and at least that way I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. If I'm on the fence at all, I'm at least checking the Google reviews along with the pictures from other customers so I can at least see the inside.
I check out a couple of reviews.
Thorough.
Yeah.
Life is too short, man, for bubble guts and Erlen for no reason.
I'll just check their rating on the delivery service app. Like
That's
if it's
what I
DoorDash,
do.
I'll be like, what's your rating on DoorDash? If you got a bunch of positives, I'm going
to
give you
a try. Also, you have to, like, there's a threshold of the amount of reviews.
Absolutely.
Like, if you're sitting at a 4.7, but you only have, like,
two.
Couple of reviews, I might
and
not trust that.
You've been open for, like, 3 years.
Exactly.
Yes. Like,
wait, hold up.
But if you've
hold
got.
Up.
If you're over a 4.5 on Uber Eats and you have thousands of reviews,
good to
solid.
Go.
I ain't complaining.
Send your goodies to me.
Yeah, I'm ordering for sure.
Camel Nation, we want to know what you do in this situation. 602-894-5653. Do you have to make sure that you know exactly what's going on in that kitchen
before
you order it? I want to know. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So producer AB Baby brought up a good point that he never ordered food delivery or takeout from a place that he had never been to. So
I gotta scope it out first.
It's very smart. I'm willy nilly. Like,
so am I.
I'm like, oh, that the name of your restaurant sounds great.
If the pictures on Uber Eats look good, I'm probably going to order it.
Yeah, if it's like Angelo's pasta and salad, I'll be like, whoa, Angelo sounds like a really nice guy. I'm going to order from this guy.
Exactly.
Now we got Kayla and Mason on the phone. Good morning.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
So what do you do? Have you ever ordered from a place that you've never actually been to?
Well, I've worked in restaurants for a really long time. Mm-hmm. And the last place I worked, I mean, I don't work there anymore for a lot of reasons, but like you need to be really you need to know where you're ordering from. Because this place, like, the chef, he was just a sweaty guy anyway. Like, I suppose the food was okay, but, like, I saw what happened. Like, anything that was pre-prepped and was, like, being heated, like mashed potatoes, soup, any of that stuff, had his sweat in it. Because it was right below where he was. His brow is drippy. And he was just sweating.
Drippy sweat?
That's his jam. He just sweat. So, like, potatoes, the soup, any sort of sauces, like, they all had his essence in them. And it was like, oh, I got to get out of here.
That's gross.
Hey, come on. Now, that's a little seasoning right there.
His essence is seasoning. Shut your mouth.
A little saltiness.
You got to know where you're ordering from. You got to know. But if it's like a ghost kitchen, one of those places that's not a restaurant, but just like a kitchen sending out food, that's probably okay because there's, like, less people. You just, like, less people touching it.
Ah.
It's going right from where they cook it to getting packed up to go. Like, that's probably okay. Like, I wouldn't worry about that. But, like, if it's a physical restaurant, you should know where you're getting it from.
See? Well, in that case, I will not eat out ever again.
I am still ordering from Angelo's.
It's fine. Just go check it out.
I will forget about this conversation immediately.
Well, hey, thanks a lot for that info, Kayla. We really appreciate you ruining our dinners.
But Cheyenne, he put his heart and soul into this.
Did he, though?
He released 37 songs, Cheyenne. That's surely true. You were to find a silver lining in something.
Which, well, I do have silver linings.
Okay.
I will say this much. So Morgan Wallen released I'm the Problem 11 days ago. Okay. Mm-hmm. So two Fridays ago.
Yeah.
And up until yesterday, I hadn't listened to a single song other than the songs that we play, like, on the radio.
Right.
Right?
Obviously.
Because I just, you know, I really loved Dangerous. So my expectation of Morgan was very, very, very high.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I got this wild idea yesterday that I was like, I'm going to listen to the first 60 seconds of the song. Because in the first minute of the song, you should get a pretty good idea as to if you're going to like the song, is it going to be earwormy, and if you're going to like it.
Yeah.
Like, 60 seconds is a long time.
I feel you. If a song hasn't hooked you in 60 seconds, the song ain't doing its job.
Exactly. So I did a review of Morgan Wallen's album front to back based off the first 60 seconds of each song.
Okay.
And I will tell you, I disliked 95% of it.
Dang.
95% of it. Now, I'll silver lining it first before I tell you why. He is hands down one of the best storytellers and songwriters in Nashville. That is no doubt.
Okay.
Every single song tells a story. Every one of them. You can tell that this is a healing album. Like, he's got some stuff to say.
Mm.
That being said, musically, you remove the lyrics. Musically, it missed for me.
Ooh.
Almost all of them.
Dang.
Missed for me. I took notes.
Okay.
Actually.
Give it to us.
So this is where I'm at. Obviously, we knew I'm the Problem was going to be a great song. It's the title track. We play
it like crazy because it's good.
Yeah, we play it so much. Obviously, what are some other ones?
Love Somebody's on the
album. Love Somebody is
love
on the album.
Love that song.
That's a great song. Also, Just In Case, another great song.
Yeah.
There's a song on it called Superman, which I didn't really know what it was about. It's a song to his son. It's very raw, very real.
Okay.
Phenomenal song.
Nice.
The song itself is amazing. There's also another song on the album called Smile. That song is it's not that the song itself is crazy good, like, even musically, but he rips on it. Like, you can see his vocal talent in that song in ways you don't see it in any other song.
I like this breakdown.
Ever done. Go listen to it.
This is very good. Okay.
It's really good.
So far you got like 4 or 5 tracks.
There's a couple of songs that, you know, were pretty good. I got better. I gave it a 7 out of 10. It's a pretty solid song.
Passable.
Now,
here we go.
There's
folks.
A song that he has with Tate McRae called I Want.
Uh-huh.
Lyrically, great song. It's a great story.
Yeah.
Terrible song.
Terrible song.
Musically, it did nothing for me. This was one. There's two songs on here where I could not wait to hit the next button.
Ooh.
This was one of them.
Ooh.
It just didn't do it for me. And you don't even hear Tate until like 62 seconds into the song. Like, she is MIA in the first minute of the song.
You don't want is what you're saying.
I don't want.
Okay.
I don't want at all. And then the other one that I absolutely hated. Also, you want to know another song I don't like that we play? What's Lies, that? Lies, Lies.
What?
I think Lies, Lies, Lies is an awful song.
Really?
Yeah, I don't care for it at all.
I like Lies, Lies, Lies
really?
A lot. Yeah.
Lies, lies, lies. Look into these eyes. Okay, Dr. Seuss.
It feels very elementary.
Yeah. Miami, horrible song. That song, it needs to be erased from my memory.
I heard that one.
It's not.
And it is. It's
please
not
tell
good.
Me that it's a country cover of Will Smith.
It's definitely not.
Welcome to Miami, where the kids don't play.
Not good. Yeah, so other than that, I mean, I do know that there are Eyes Closed. Again, another great song. That's a great story. Skull Chevy Browning, also another great song.
Okay.
It just, for me.
So overall, if you had to give the entire body of work a score.
Out of 10.
Out of 10?
Yep.
Six.
Six.
But again, you're stacking it up against Dangerous, which is a multi-award winning double album.
That was a big one. That put
one,
them on the map.
Dangerous is a banger from start to finish.
Dang.
I don't think that because you did a double album with Dangerous, you need to keep doing these massive albums. I think pick your...
Less is more.
Yeah, pick your top 12 and knock them out of the park.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you have this entire catalog of songs, which clearly you do, then you got your next album in the bank and work on those. Make them killer.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big quality over quantity people.
Exactly. And I think he put quantity over quality first on this one. And it just missed for me.
There you go. Cheyenne's review of I Am the Problem.
He is the problem.
Morgan Wallen's latest album, 6 out of 10. Sheesh.
Sorry, not sorry.
There was a massacre at my house.
Oh, no.
It was an absolute bloodbath, Cheyenne.
Of what?
Pigeons.
Oh, I dislike pigeons.
You don't feel that bad anymore?
No, I don't feel that bad. Okay. They're the rats of the sky.
Everyone told me do not let them nest.
Yes.
Do not, Nico. Do not. Do whatever you can to avoid it. Here's me, Mr. Animal Lover. You know me.
Yep.
I love my birds.
You did. I'm pretty sure we had this conversation, too, and I said, dude, don't. You need to get rid of them now.
I know. I just told you the plot line, how it ends. Well, let me tell you how we got there. So the pigeons, two little pidgeys fell in love. They made a nest above my porch on this column, and they made a nice little nest. You could see it from the ground. Like, it was big.
Yeah,
it was robust.
That is big.
They were there for a long time, like hatching, doing their thing. Oh. All of a sudden we heard.
They created life.
Tip, 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 tip. Yeah. I think that's the only reason they nest, right? I think.
I don't know. Actually, I don't know much about pigeons other than the fact that they're gross.
There were some eggs up there.
Okay.
And it was getting kind of gross.
Yeah.
Like, it was getting to the point where there's a lot of poop around the column.
Ew.
A lot of poop. I didn't like it.
Ew.
So the mom and dad, they fell in love, right? They must have had a breakup or something.
Why do you say
they
that?
They abandoned their nest.
Oh, no.
Fully abandoned it. And I didn't see him for a couple days. And then we invited some friends over.
Uh-huh.
And my friend Nicole walked up to my front door and said, you have a dead pigeon. And it's right by the stairs. And
I'm ew.
Like, oh, no. So one of the chickies decided to take a leap of faith and see if they could test out their wings. Their wings did not work yet. This pigeon was muerte.
That is not good.
Super dead. So that was like, okay, I don't hear anything. The other pigeons haven't stopped by a couple days later. So let me take a look. I took a ladder up there. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen.
Ooh.
I'm talking bird shish kebab all over the place, gross. All over the nest, all over two dead little pidgey chicks.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they abandoned it, because all the birds had died. Like, all their babies
that's
had
very
died.
Possible.
Yeah.
Maybe they couldn't find food or something. I don't know. They couldn't feed the chickies.
That's really sad.
Either way, there were two of them, and they were muerte. So we got to get rid of them. We got to clean this up.
Right.
This is rancid. It's a hazmat situation at this point. Radioactive materials. So I'm like, how am I going to do this? How? How? I can't just shoot water at it and get all this junk all over my
house. Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that. That would be the worst case. Yeah.
So I have to somehow contain this. And the only thing I'm thinking is wide enough is the trash can.
Yeah.
So how am I going to get this 10 feet in the air? How am I going to get this trash can opening up 10 feet in the air? Nico, dumb head, stupid butt, going to hold it over his head. While Dana stands on the ladder,
no!
Uses the broom and brooms it right into the trash can. So I'm like, babe, you got to be careful. You can't go too hardcore because there is residual. And let's be honest, I'm going to be standing right underneath
it. Yeah.
Dana does not care. She goes as hard as she possibly can. Bird shish kebab all over my face.
No! I'm going to guess you didn't wear anything.
I wore nothing. Oh. I'm a real man.
A real dumb man.
I'm breathing in this dust that's falling into my face.
Bro.
It's going in my mouth. It's going in my eyes.
Ew.
It was the grossest thing that ever happened to me. But the good news is we got it all.
Well, that's good.
And what we didn't get, I got it all over myself.
You probably got some form of an infection. Are you just feeling okay?
I'm feeling okay today. So the moral of the story is pigeons are no longer in protection from me.
No, absolutely not.
In fact, I hate pigeons.
Welcome to the club.
People want to know, when are we going to be out and about to get these koozies, Cheyenne?
It's the hottest ticket in town.
Sam Hunt making himself available for a little bit of a koozie concert. July 9th, showroom, Wild Horse Pass, and I got your koozies for you.
And you have a koozie stop tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, 6 o'clock, people. I want you to be there on time. And I also have a ton of koozies, so I can be bribed. 6 to 7 at Lone Butte. So come on out. Gila River Resorts and Casinos, Lone Butte. 6 to 7. Bribery available. Sam Hunt koozies. What else do you need to know?
Bribery.
Bribery.
Good
Did
bribery.
I mention I can be bribed?
Good bribery.
Good bribery.
What would be not good bribery?
You know, let's not take it too far. It doesn't have to be cash bribery. It doesn't have to be cash bribery.
You honestly could just ask nicely.
You could just bring cash. Alright, 6 to 7 Lone Butte. I'll see you tomorrow night for some Camel Koozie concert koozies. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Cheyenne will bring you down. If your name is Morgan Wallen, you just dropped a brand new album, I Am the Problem. Apparently the songs are the problem.
I didn't like them. I didn't like 95% of the album.
Alright, well, check out her entire review. It's on our social media at Nico and Cheyenne, N-I-K-O and C-H-E-Y-E-N-N-E.
Solid review, I think.
Hey, it's your heart and soul that you put into that.
I
feel like the Camel Nation should use it as a benchmark before they go into the entire album.
I have a very knowledgeable base for what makes a good like earwormy song.
Yeah.
Something that you're going to want to sing along to again and again and again.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm the Problem didn't do it for me.
It did not do it. Check out the review at Nico and Cheyenne on Instagram. It's time to say adios, amigos.
We love you so much. Bye.
Listen out today before we go at 5 o'clock. Matt, Gabe, and Captain Ron going to hook you up with another clue as to what that secret sound is. It's so annoying. Whew, what could it possibly be? It could win you 4 tickets to see I Am the Problem live in person.
To see Morgan Wallen so that you can listen to all of his other really good songs from his other albums.
All right, get your tickets. Tune in. Thank you for hanging out. We love you. We appreciate you. We will see you tomorrow. Later, y'all.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Country 107.9.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.